Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney, and I want to wish everybody a happy, happy, happy Resurrection Day. The struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor, in a case in point, one that holds on numerous lessons for black people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war. It's not a conflict. It is a war. It's a war over whether black people will have prosperity and democracy or live in poverty under the heels of open corporate rule. The attack on black people in Benton Harbor shows that the corporation power structure is determined to crush anyone who stands in its way. It is part of the process underway across America in various forms. The attack on black people is so tremendous because we have so many people who don't even know who they are, don't have a clue, don't have a clue who they really are. Black people have been robbed. When I say robbed, I mean robbed. They've been robbed of themselves. Not everything you face can be changed. Nothing can be changed until you face it. The task is to transform society. Only people can do that. Not heroes, not celebrities, not basketball stars, not football stars, not baseball stars. Only society can transform society. And that's important. Only society can transform society. And we have to get ourselves prepared mentally to deal with this. You know, our history was written by those that hung our heroes. Hung them. And the reason they hung them, because there was no penalty. Because black people at that time was property. Given this fact, that our history was written by those that hung our heroes, and given this fact, it is therefore foolish to believe that history taught to us today is true. Can't be. How can it be true? How can it be true? We have been robbed of ourselves. And that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. We have been robbed of ourselves. We live in a system that's over 250 years old that allows 545 to control 350 million of us. That's right. This system is over 250 years old. And it allows 545 to control over 350 million of us. Unbelievable. 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 Who would believe it? And here's another thing. We allow the Arabs to come into our community who is sucking the blood out of the black community. They're nothing but white imposters. That's what they are. White imposters, these Arabs are. and they continue to suck the life out of our community. Friends, when you go into one of these stores, they cheat you. They do all these things, and nothing is said about it. Matter of fact, the elected officials trying to be their friend, knowing what they're doing to black people. They're actually trying to be their friend, catering to these people. These are some of the worst people on earth. Arabs, Indians, Arabs, whatever you want to call them. They are not good people. And we still spend our money with them. We will spend our money with people who don't like us. We spend money with the Koreans. We go get our nails done, our toenails done. And these folks don't like us, but we still spend our money with them. Stay home and do your own toes. Stay home and do your own nails. Stop allowing these people to abuse us. Some of you people out there, you know, actually like being abused. It appears to me you're fooling me. Tell me. Talk to me. Why do we continue doing the same thing over and over and over again? Why? Why do we continue doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result? Why? Talk to me. I'm all ears. I want to hear your explanation. Why do we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and thinking it's going to be a different result? Why do we do that? I could easily say never underestimate the power of stupid people. In a large group, in a small group, or in any group. Never underestimate. That's what it appears to me. How stupid can we be? What are we doing wrong? Why do we have to live this way? Why do everybody want to come in and take advantage of black people? Why do black people always allow people to come in and take advantage of them? We have had more than $100 million to come into this community and have not enhanced the black community. Them guys that came in and laid those pipes here. Have you noticed the streets are all lopsided, flooding? All the streets are flooding now because there was no check and balance system. These elected officials that you have, they had no idea what to do. No. Bunch of dummies, 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 dummies. Didn't have no idea what to do. They have a check and balance system with them. The streets are all lopsided. It looks terrible. When it rains, everything floods. And some of this is going to start getting into the people's basement. But we accept it. That's the issue. We have sit around and accept and allow these people to come into our community. Can you imagine what $100 million would have did to our community? $100 million that came into this community, and $100 million that went out of this community, other than the money they have given the elected officials underneath the table. I'm going to say this: Ellis Mitchell and Lou and the mayor are three thieves, straight up. They have painted. Ellis Mitchell and Lou are the main ones. They know how to hide what they do. Marcus don't know. He's a dummy. He don't have a clue what's going on. He don't have a clue. He know that they have figured out a way to get him some money without being detected. He figured that out. But he don't have a clue what's really going on. How do you allow people to come into your community, taking all the money out of the community? How do you do that? How do you allow people to come in and take all the money? And and you actually think you're doing something. How you going to run for mayor again on that? How? I know that you think the people here are too dumb to know, but we do have some pretty smart people here. I know that there's a few, but I know that you're trying to run on the pipes being fed, something that you had nothing to do with, nothing. You had nothing to do with that. The money that's coming in, he had nothing to do with that. None of that. None of that did he have anything to do with. All he did was kiss the governor's butt. She made him kiss her butt. Because when he was coming, he going to run as an independent. She chewed that butt out. She told him, if you pull another stunt like that, you're going up in prison. Oh, I know she did, because I know how she operates. And it's really ridiculous how we have allowed people to come into our community and take this money out of our community without none of the residents or enhancing any of the residents' life. How do you do that? How do you justify that? How do you tell somebody about that? How do you sit around here and think that what you're doing is all right? People here is not going to say anything. They're not. Their minds are not developed enough to understand, you know, what's going on. They don't. You know, when the mayor told everybody that the water was good to drink, they accepted it and were drinking the water. Now we don't even know how many people got kidney disease, liver disease, heart disease, brain tumors. We don't even know how this has affected, but they're not smart enough to understand what was going on. They have no clue. No clue. And the boy lied to the people. Lied. Just outright lied to the people that the water was good. Just lied. And you accepted it, and you allowed your children to drink that water. You have nobody to blame but the mayor. But you won't do it because you think that white folks are going to get mad at you if you blame him. You think white folks are going to come after you if you blame him. They're going to come after you anyway. They're going to come after your children. This is almost ridiculous, you know. I mean, we have to be better. We have to do better. We have to make sure people understand that there's a problem. And let me, I'm just going to hit on this before I talk about what's happening in Trump being arrested. It's the stupidest thing I ever heard. That's stupid. He paid a prostitute money. That's what he did. And I'm definitely not a friend of Trump. I would never, ever, ever have anything to do with him. But that's stupid. I could see them charging him with tampering with an election. But paying $130,000 to one of them sex girls and you're going to arrest them in front of everybody? Oh, come on, man. How stupid can we be? That's stupid. That's nothing. You know, that's just a waste of millions and millions of dollars they spent investigating him. Now, if you talk about what happened in Georgia, that's a different thing. But this sex person, no, I'm not buying. That doesn't make any sense at all to me. You know, they don't like him because he do what he will sell information to the enemy. Trump will. Trump will sell information to the enemy. He'll do anything for money. Him and North Korea. Now, the United States and North Korea are not friends. But when Trump was in there, he wanted to be his friend. Just like the Russians. He wanted to be the Russian friend. unbelievable. What we're dealing with is important because they have done this to us for years, abused us. They have not allowed us to grow. You see, everything they do is a sidetrack. They're trying to sidetrack you. That's what they're doing. We got bigger problems than a Trump, you see. He don't have, in my opinion, he don't have a chance in the world of being reelected. I don't think so. Now, the reason is white folks want to make it appear that they okay, that they stand for justice, even though they don't. White people have no intention of standing up for what's right. They don't. They just don't do it. Not all. Now, I'm not saying not all of them. Now, don't get me wrong. Not all of them. But there's a few. There's a few. But my thing is this. Why would you arrest, spend all that money investigating a person for paying a sex woman, which makes no sense? It don't make sense to me. Maybe it makes sense to somebody. That's me now. I can only talk about me. I can't talk about you. It makes no sense to me to spend all that money just for that. And like I said, the election is different. Let me talk about the people in Tennessee. Now, that was nothing. That's a sham also. That's a real sham. Because, number one, you do not do that. There was nothing that serious that you remove these guys from the House. It wasn't that serious. It wasn't that, that wasn't serious at all. But it gave them something to do. But what that did, that rallied the state of Tennessee around these two guys. Now, the white woman saved her seat even though she was part of it. It just shows you how racism works. The black guys got their hair cut off, but it's going to be sewed back on. The white guy got his hair cut off. I mean, the two black guys got their hair cut off, and they got their hair sewed back on because they'll be back in those same seats. They're going to be. Because that's how it works. It's a system that's not really designed for us. It's designed for them. And you use their system to your advantage. When you talk about justice in this country, I'm never going to see justice in my lifetime. Never. It's never going to happen. And not all because of white folks. You got black folks that's just as bad as white folks. Because they want to be just like white folks. They want to be just like black white folks. You got this guy, Ron Singleton, commissioner, the disgraced commissioner, stole a whole radio station. Charles Kelly is turning over in his grave. This guy just came in, bogarted his way, took the radio station, allowed these guys from Muskegon to be part owner of the radio station, and they don't have that authority. It still belongs to Mother Kelly because the license is still in his name. And all the equipment belongs to the Kelly family. This guy, this disgrace commissioner, scumbag, lowlife. And here's the sad part about him. Here's the sad part about him. And Walker, who's the chief of police, when Singleton retired, Singleton was a corporal. He wasn't much higher than that. But they worked out a scheme to scheme the people out of money and make him a lieutenant, or to get him lieutenant pay. He's been receiving lieutenant pay for the last 10 to 15 years. He stole $1 million from the city of Benton Harbor. That's right. He has stolen $1 million. They know. And even McGinnis, he's just as guilty because he know about it. All these people know about it. And nobody's doing nothing. Black folks don't do nothing. When it comes to people, they, you know, him being quiet and he don't say nothing. He's probably one of the worst commissioners the city has ever had. He's just that bad. But he's receiving lieutenant pay. That's right, lieutenant pay. And he wasn't a lieutenant. He's receiving a lieutenant pay right now. He's stealing money from you and I right now. That's what he's doing. He's stealing money from you and I right now. He's a thief. And if I'm lying, sue me. That's how I look at it. You're a scumbag. Stealing money from the city. Bad in the city need money. They're all doing it, but they're doing it undercover. They're doing it undercover. I think he was second in the Sambo of the Year Award. He's one of the most buck-dancing Negroes. That's what he is. He's one of the most buck-dancing. When you see white folks, he just start dancing and stuff, trying to want to be in a circle. But he's a coward. He don't have no spinal cord. He don't have no backbone. He's just a low-life scumbag. And I'm saying that because he's stealing money from you. Everybody who lives in Benton Harbor, Ron Singleton is stealing money from you. That's right. He stole the radio station. Now he's stealing money from your taxes. That's right. And the bad part, McGinnis know about it. He know. Matter of fact, everybody that's even Clancy Cow, he know about it. All these people know that he wasn't a lieutenant when he retired, when he was forced to retire, because he was the Don Knox of Benton Harbor Police Department. Somebody shot at him, he shot himself. You know, yeah. So that's how that works. But it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that anything like this to happen. I'm going to be moving on. I'm going to talk about no McDonald's on Monday, no Wendy's, no Burger King, no Taco Bell, no McDonald's on Monday, no fast foods on Monday, period. Tuesday, no lottery tickets, none. No lottery tickets on Tuesday. Wednesday, no Walmart. None. Thursday, no gas. Do not go, because we don't own any black gas stations. Don't go. We got to keep these dollars circulating in our community. So do not go to the gas station. I don't care what day you fill up, unless not on Thursday. Let's not spend any money with these people on Thursday. Friday, I don't want to see nobody getting their toenails done, their fingernails done. I don't want to see nobody buying that hair, that's false hair. I don't want to see them going to the Korean places, these Chinese places, these Japanese places, these Indian places, these Arab places. No Monday, no McDonald's, no Burger King, no Wendy. Tuesday, no lottery ticket, none. Wednesday, no Walmart. Thursday, no gas. Friday, no getting the nails and toenails and all these other things done. Don't do it. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my good friend, the one and only. It's not even two of him. And when I said the one and only, I mean exactly that, the one and only. My good friend, and I tell you, he is a tremendous guy. And it's unfortunate, but I tell you, this is one guy that everybody should be loving. Because he don't have to be here. He do not have to be here. You know, and this is what people don't know. He can go someplace and make millions of dollars. You know, he could be a millionaire right now. I'm surprised his wife is not pressuring him into leaving this place. I am really surprised. But let me bring in my good friend, the one and only. I don't even think it's two of him. And I'll tell you this much. I'm proud to know this man. I'm proud to know him. I mean, to me, it's a blessing. And a fact, I'm so proud that I know this guy that I don't even know what to do. My good friend, the one and only, Dr. Tan, talk to me.
Yeah, I think it's so important what's going on right now in the world that we have to look at. What you're talking about is the state of mind. And that state of mind is during this time, everybody on this state of mind, and during this time, they want to celebrate what's called Ixtar. And I said that Ixtar. Ixtar is based on the goddess Ixtar, which is from Babylon. And she's a female goddess of fertility and also represented with the rabbit. So that god is what we're seeing on the Eastern. So it has nothing to do with Yeshua Mashiach or who we call Yeshua Pandura or who we would say in the Greek, Jesus, the Christos, Christos Jesus, or what we say in the Hebrew, we would say Yeshua Mashiach, or what we would say in the Roman, Jesus the Christ. So that's a whole different situation. But what's important about the event that happened is that when we look at what we call Easter, when we look at this time in biblical history, when we look clearly on this day that the Pope actually determines what day it would be, when we look at that time, everybody who wears a cloth, everybody who considers themselves a bishop, everybody who considers themselves a clergy, we have to understand that the crucifixion of Christ is a reminder of the crime of the clergy. The crucifixion of Christ is a reminder of the crime of the clergy, and it's a crime for the church. So what am I saying? So what I'm saying is that, remember, it was the Hebrew people, because the Jew did not become in existence until after the diaspora, until after Jerusalem fell, and that's when you have the German bodyguards taking the Hebrew women to Europe to have babies by them because they had blessed wombs. And back then, wealth was based on family size. The bigger your family, the more your wealth. Now, the bigger your family, the more land that you could work, and that was wealth. And so as a result of the wealth of family size, they gave us Planned Parenthood to make sure that we would have small family size. As a result of the family size being a sign of wealth, they, Margaret Singer, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, gave us Planned Parenthood through eugenics to make sure that our wealth was contained. Now, when we look back again, we see that the clergy were the ones who did not like the one who stood out like a Reverend Pinckney. See, people have to understand that a Reverend Pinckney type individual, a Malcolm X type individual, a Martin Luther King type individual, that individual cuts against the grain when they start speaking truth, pushing truth, and doing truth. See, God is a God of action, not just a God of sitting down to your satisfaction. So God is not Domino's Pizza where you sit on your butt and then he delivers. Christ was love in action. Elijah Muhammad set up Malcolm, but Malcolm was love in action. The teachings of Martin Luther King's mother, who was considered a radical, had Martin Luther King out there showing love in action. So much love in action that Abernathy had to go against him. So much love and action that Jesse Jackson had to go against him. So much love and action that A. Philip Randle had to go against him. So much action that the Black Six had to go and act against him. So when you look at the people who are telling the truth, they're all often going to be rejected by the populace and by the politician. And those who you should see those as your real Christ-like figures, because remember, Christ was not liked by the politicians. Christ was not liked by the clergy. And it was the Hebrew clergy, the Black clergy at that time, that went up against Christ to take his life. They took Christ, a Black man, to the white man to be crucified because they were jealous of him, they were envious of him, and that's why we're still being punished. When you look at your Black politician, when you look at the Benton Harbor community, when you look at the Detroit community, which I can speak to, and it may be the same in Flint and Chicago, you will see that it is the Blacks who follow Satan, it is the Blacks who follow Lucifer, it is the Blacks who unknowingly support Herod, which would be called the Herodians, that those are the people that people follow. That we don't follow God who looks like us. We follow our stepfather, who's Satan and Lucifer, that looks more like us in our actions and our deeds. Because we're going to talk about Christ and the resurrection, but Christ says, love your neighbor. And back then it was segregated. Greeks lived with the Greeks, the Romans lived with the Romans, and the Hebrews lived with the Hebrews, meaning you. You back then were the Black Hebrew, and you lived amongst yourselves. When loving your neighbor, he was telling Black people got to love one another. Y'all not doing that. Black people got to love one another. Y'all not doing that. So Christ says that. Christ, God says, how can you say you love me, who you've never seen, and hate your brother? That's what Black people are doing. So we want to get the story right. So when it comes to Christ, he came into Benton Harbor. He came into Detroit. He came into Flint. He came into Southside Chicago. And at that time, the grassroots people were loving him, supporting him, calling Hosanna, son of David. But then what happened is politicians got involved. Then what happened is religious leaders got involved. This bishop got involved. That deacon got involved. That reverend got involved. That pastor got involved. And what did they do? They had to resolve and say that we have to destroy him. They didn't just say kill him, that they wanted to destroy him. So the clergy that we seek today who do not walk like Christ, who do not live like Christ, who do not eat like Christ, who do not speak like Christ, are the ones that are leading the church, because the church was the one who fought against what was wrong. Right now, the church is the one who condones what is wrong. And we're talking historically. How has the Black church stood out on the LBGQAHYZ group? How have they stood? The African community is standing out against it. But what about you, church? Creeping compromise, that comes from Satan. That comes from Lucifer. Look at the Black church. They allow pastors to drink alcohol, goes against Timothy. They allow pastors to fornicate, goes against the book of Titus. They allow pastors to do adultery, that goes against both Titus and the book of Timothy. That goes against what the standard of it is. And then you in that church allow satanic activity and you want to call yourself a Christian? No, you are a Satanist. You are a Luciferian. That's why God is kicking our butts, because you are liars and your father's a liar, which is the father of all liars, which is the devil, which is in the book of John. So it's time for us to repent and get our act together. Here it is, that this white guy named Constantine, saw that his European Roman citizens, his white-skinned Roman citizens, were willing to die for a Black rabbi. They were willing to die for a Black rabbi. And right now, you're trying to kill a Black rabbi. You're trying to kill a Black man in order to have a white man. And some of you want to get all Islamic and try to die for an Arab, die for an Asian. But you don't even know your Quran, because when you read the Quran and you talk about the prophet, it tells you that his skin was black. When you read about the prophet, he was running to Ethiopia where the people's skin were black. When you read about the prophet Muhammad, you find out that he says the beloved of the Muhammad was Bilal, and Bilal was from Ethiopia. He was a lawyer from Ethiopia. And also he's beloved of Allah, where even Prophet Muhammad says over and over again, he is beloved of Allah, this black man who lived to be more than 100 years old. But yeah, but we don't want to deal with the reality. We don't want to deal with the fact that Christ had to go on the cross because we so jacked up. That we want to deal with the fact that our pastorhood, that we don't even hold them up to a Christhood. We don't even hold them up to Christ standards. We don't even hold ourselves up to the book of Leviticus. You are lying when you say you do Leviticus, when the book of Leviticus says man land with man, woman land with woman, man land with animal, woman land with animal. He says those are an abomination to the Lord, as well as eating pork is an abomination to the Lord, as well as eating your pork chop is an abomination to the Lord, as well as eating your chitlins is an abomination to the Lord, as well as eating your ham hock, abomination to the Lord. So don't talk this God stuff to me when you don't live it. You should be able to live it, and I should be able to see it in you that you don't even have to say a word because your actions and your behaviors are speaking so loud, I don't need to hear a thing you have to say. But when you have to tell me that you're born again, when you have to tell me that you're filled with the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit, when you have to tell me that you can talk in a tongue, which makes no sense, because when you talk in tongue, it's for people to understand, and Satan will speak in a language to confuse the people. So it's supposed to be to edify the church, to clarify the statement. And when you go on boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka, and you can't say what that means, man, get off the scene. You're an imitator, you're a fornicator, and you're just a replicator of satanic behaviors. So we have to say on Resurrection Sunday, it's time to get it right. Now, other things that you have to get right, that we have to correct and correct your pastor, that when you look in the book of Matthew, it tells you, now is the time. And that is when Judas just shows up. Now was the time to fulfill the teachings of Jonah, that prophecy may be fulfilled, so that 3 nights, 3 days, that the Son of Man will be in the earth. And what y'all don't know, stop being silly and counting Friday, Saturday, and then he up on Sunday. No, it's Thursday night is when the fight starts between Lucifer and God. It's Thursday night when he says it begins, that he is started to be tried, and then he's locked in the dungeon, which is in the ground. There were no prisons up on top. They were down in the ground. So Christ spent Thursday night in a dungeon underneath the earth. Then he was brought up out of that, and then he was taken down on Friday from the cross, put in a tomb, so he was again in the heart of the earth. And during the Sabbath, he rested during that time because he couldn't come up. That would be violating God's law. But early Sunday morning, he came up. So he fulfilled prophecies of 3 days and 3 nights. So get your counting right, 3 days and 3 nights. So what happened is you are not doing biblical scholarship work because you don't want to live it, because living it is too hard, because you done got comfortable with Lucifer. You done got situated with Satan. So now is the time we got to get our history right. And Billy Graham, a white man, going to tell you that Jesus was not a white man. Billy Graham going to tell you that Jesus was a black man. He was this white man telling you the truth about you. And you all, the reason why we're catching so much hell is because we all reject Christ. We all reject God. Anytime you don't like your black skin, anytime you don't love your black skin, you are making a sin against God. Because who image did he make you? Who image? Who image? He made you in his image. So he gave you that black skin, and you don't like it. He gave you that black skin so you wouldn't got bleach and glow. He gave you that black skin, you wouldn't got skin and toner. He gave you that black skin that you got went out and got a perm. He gave you that black skin so you went out and got a hot comb. He gave you black, gave you that hair that you wind up getting a Jerry curl. He gave you the hair that you reject. You reject Christ every time you don't like how you look in the mirror. You reject Christ every time when you don't like your skin. You reject Christ every time when you don't see another black man or woman as your friend. When you reject your own people, you're rejecting Christ. And that's our situation right now when we talk about this Resurrection Sunday. We need to resurrect the African mind. Don't you understand that Hosea 1:11 says that out of Africa, I will call my son. Another translation can say, out of Ethiopia, I will call my son. Another translation can say, out of Kush, I will call my son. Out of Egypt, I will call my son. It's the same word. And don't you know, you pastors, you have to be from Europe to be a Gentile. You pastors, you bishops, you deacons, you elders, don't you know, you superintendents, that you have to be from Europe to be a Gentile, and that the earliest word to the Strong Concordance, when you look at the Strong Concordance, what does it tell you? That that was called a jackal or a dog. And in the New Testament, the Gentile was called a dog. And so what happened is you develop doggish ways. You develop how you dog each other out. You develop how you dog your women, how you dog your children, and how you don't want to be in your white right state of mind. You want to be in a W-H-I-T-E state of mind. You want to be out there strung out on drugs because you don't want to deal with how God has made you. You want to be smoking and getting high because you don't want to see how that mirror looks at when you look at the mirror. You have to start loving yourself to love the God in you. So I'm only telling you the truth so that you can repent. Repent means make a U-turn, and that means and go and sin no more. So when you keep going to church sinning, you are full of crap. No, God says repent, which means a U-turn, and sin no more. When you keep going back, doing the same sin in church and asking for repentance, you're full of crap, you're BSing, you're playing a game. And God keeps a record. God has a book. So you can't lie to God. You can't trick Jesus. But what happens, you can try to fool your next man and a woman, but the reality is, nah, you're going to hell. So most black people are going to go to hell. And when he cracks the sky, the Bible says, you look up and see him, and you wind up saying, well, he black? You're going to burn up in fire because you're going to burn the brightness of his coming. When you come and you see he's black and you're overjoyed, that's fine. You understand that black people have a problem loving black people, and white people don't have a problem accepting a black Jesus because they want to be historically correct. That's why a Jew will never accept a white Messiah, but a black person will. Come on now. Let's get our history right. Then no person could talk like us because God has spanked us. The Hebrew Israelites will tell you that we were brought over here on ships. We no longer knew our language. We didn't know our culture. We are childlike people. But now it's time for our people to start growing up. As you see, Africa's growing up, waking up. They sent this chick from India, who daddy's from Jamaica, over to Africa, who don't even have the African slave experience. They weren't slaves here in America. They didn't go through the Jim Crow laws. They didn't go through the civil rights laws. They didn't go through the George Floyd treatment that has been going out through these last 400 years. They came over as immigrants. Obama was an immigrant. Obama's mother was white, and the daddy was from Kenya. He never went through the slave experience here in America. He never went through the Jim Crow slavery experience. He just never went through straight up Jim Crow and segregation. He never went through the civil rights fight or fighting for his life. No. What did he do? He fought for gay rights, but not black rights. Why do we not have a hate bill for blacks right now? Why do you have an Asian and Chinese hate bill? Why do you have a gay hate bill? Why now you can have a Spanish hate bill? But why you don't have a black hate bill is because all of those groups hate on the black. The LGBT hate on the black because they don't want you to do anything that's positive for you. They want you to emphasize what they do in their bed. They don't support you. They haven't stood by your side. They weren't there in the civil rights movement, human rights movement. Where were the Hispanics? They were not there. Where were the so-called Arabs and Asians? Where were they? They're discriminating against us, mistreating us. That's the historical record. That's the historical fact. This is where we are right now. So on this Resurrection Sunday, we need to rise up and return back to our Savior that looks like us. When your God doesn't look like you, there's something wrong with you. When your God doesn't look like you, there's something wrong with you. When your God doesn't look like you, there's something wrong with you. Malcolm X said, how can you let your oppressor be the educator of your children? How can you let your oppressor be the educator of your children? How can you let your oppressor be the educator of your children? How can you let people who are broken lead your school system when they have when they have low self-esteem issues, sexuality issues, how are they going to lead your children when they are broken and dysfunctional? How are they going to lead your children when they're mentally, they have an inferiority complex, that they don't promote black or lift black, when they don't even have a sexual identity, when they are broken and fractured? How are they going to lead your children? So we have been a foolish people following people who have been broken. We want the crackhead to lead us. We want the alcoholic to lead us. We want the weed head to lead us. But we don't let the righteous man lead us. We want the man who's going to have babies with children. We want the man who's going to be out there promoting drugs. We want the man who's still like a hoe, like hoeing our women, disrespecting our women. Don't you know that the leader of the transgender movement, don't you know the leader of the transgender movement, don't you know the leader of the transgender movement did it so slick and so smooth? Tyler Perry, Madea, how he sucked you in to sin. He's the father or the mother of transgender. Look how he brought that in with Madea. Look how much you paid for him to promote transgender. Look at us. We got to look seriously now. Don't you understand? They want you to focus on Donald Trump, but not on Anthony Fauci, who caused your grandmother to be in the grave. They don't want us to focus on Anthony Fauci, who caused your granddaddy to be in the grave. They don't want to focus on Anthony Fauci, who has your auntie and aunt in the grave with COVID. They want to go all this Donald Trump and all this about Africa and LGBTQ, but they don't want to talk about the trial going on of Anthony Fauci. So they're satanic, they're in cahoots. And you have to understand, all you got is your race and God. All you have is your race and your God. All you have is your people that look like you, that look like how God made you. That's who you got going for you. When you finally start loving you, you're going to start loving the God in you. So when you love a God that don't look like you, again, there's something wrong with you. When you don't have your history right, when you don't understand that you built the pyramids and you built the Sphinx 10,500 B.C., Europe was in an ice age. They were cave people, ice people. You never had a caveman history. Don't you know that they want to tell you that the world started 6,000 B.C. when they came out the ice age? But the pyramids and temples were already built. The language is already written. The mathematics is already done. The five planets of the solar system are already mapped out before they came out. But no, you don't want to deal with that. You want to talk about, this is my country and this is how we look at it. Please, show me where you can go in an all-white neighborhood and walk out there alive. There are countries now that are actually not countries. There's countries where if you're black, you better get back because you may not wind up coming back alive. You might wind up being gate bait, shark bait. And then there's parts in the United States where there are no blacks allowed in 2023. You can go to some parts of the United States where no blacks are allowed. And if you go there, you wind up being in somebody's cemetery. You wind up being in somebody's swamp, in somebody's lake, because this is a climate of hate. This is a climate of hate. America is a climate of hate. And now that Africa is standing up by unifying with Africa, is when we have our power, is when we have our ability to fight, our ability to lead, because we have land, we have a culture, and we have a history. And that what makes us a people. That's what makes us a land, a culture, and a history is what makes us a people. And that's what we must hold on to. That's what we're going to grab on to. Yes, the Africans must need to work with Cuba. The Africans must need to work with China. The Africans must need to work with Russia, because the days of segregation, the days of political annihilation by them. American can't talk. You killed Omar Gaddafi, an African who was pro-black. You killed him. You killed Omar Gaddafi, who took care of the African people, the black people. He even took care of the Nation of Islam. He made sure that they were taken care of, Minister Farrakhan, right here in America. He supported us through the Million Man March. He supported us after the Million Man March. But you allow him to be murdered. You allow bin Laden to be murdered. You allow Saddam Hussein to be murdered. So how can you talk about human rights when you kill everything that's human? How can you talk about human rights when you didn't even know that George Floyd was murdered? You didn't even know, America, that George Floyd was murdered. It took the protest of the world to embarrass you to the point where you realized that he was murdered, and then you didn't even want to try him for murder because he wasn't a full human being. You had to try him for a civil rights violation because Obama never changed the Constitution and made you a full human being. So you're still property. You're still three-fifths human. Obama never changed the 13th Amendment. So if you go to prison, that means you're now officially a slave according to the United States Constitution. Obama never changed the 14th Amendment, 15th Amendment, allowing you to vote, because here now you're still trying to get voting rights. And now they just reinstated the Jim Crow laws. So where are you, Arab people? Where are you, Asian people? Where are you, Hispanic people? Where are you, white people, when they're going to try to bring back the Jim Crow laws against black people? So where are you? Where is that so-called love, rainbow? And don't send me no FBI informant Jesse Jackson. Don't send me no FBI informant Al Sharpton. Don't send me no FBI informant Ralph Abernathy. Don't send me no FBI informant. Don't send me none of these so-called Negroes right now who are leaders for the black community that was chosen by enemies of the black community. Don't send me leaders who are supposed to be for the black community who were chosen by white enemies of the black community. Don't send me black leaders who were chosen by white enemies. Don't send me black leaders who were chosen by white enemies. We have to choose our own people. We have to choose our people and not let anybody choose us. We got to choose the Reverend Pickney's. We got to choose the, I guess there's so few now, we got to find those Queen Mother Moors out there. We got to find those Siraj Ali's out there. We got to find those Asada Sakura's out there. And we have to find the old Angela Davis, not the new one. We have to find those Stokely Carmichael's and Kwame Nkrumah. We have to find those Jomo Kenyatta's. We got to find those Malcolm X's. We got to find the last 2 years of Martin Luther King's. We got to find those individuals who actually love the people, fought for the people, and told truth to the people. Right now, you don't have a politician in Congress, in the Senate, in the House of Representatives, locally, any city government or county government that is pro the people, who love the people. All of them are trying to support white people and get along with white people, but not looking out for the black people. So we have to now start to love ourselves and love the Christ in us by doing like Christ. Christ went against the politicians of the day. Christ went against the government of that day. Christ went against the religious leaders of that day to the point that they said they wanted to destroy him. The clergy got together, conspired, and took Christ before Pontius Pilate to kill him. And then when the people, they could not find any fault in him, the clergy went in the audience and told the people, crucify him. It was the preachers. It was the bishops. It was the superintendents who went out in the crowd and told them to chant, crucify him, crucify him. Christ's blood is on the hands of the black clergy. Christ's blood is on the hands of the black clergy. It's time for us to repent and to start fighting for our people, to fight against Satan, to fight to make sure that Christ's people are recognized as full human beings, and not go after any other race, but first take care of your race. Charity starts at home. Love starts at home and then goes abroad. So I'm calling out all men of cloth, all religious figures. It's time to show love to God's people, the people that God made in Genesis when he took the black dirt in Genesis 2:7 and breathed into it and made man a living soul. When he took that black dirt from Genesis 2:11 and 2:13 of Ethiopia and Nubia and took that black dirt, breathed into it, and made man a living soul in his own image, a black man and a black woman that went out and lightened up and populated the world through climatic adaptation. It's time to get it right. It's time to set Christ right.
All right, Doctor. You hit the nail right on the head, too. You know, when you think about some of these guys, these ministers, and I know some of the people who like you to talk about the ministers and stuff like that, but you going to hell with them. You know, they don't even know that. You know, if the pulpit is contaminated, and you know it's contaminated, and you still uphold it, you know, you're just as guilty as he is, because you're supposed to have that spirit of discernment. And one of the things that, like, I know that, you know, like, this guy called me, and he told me that his wife and his mother goes to Pilgrim Rest. And I have to admit, I'm sorry to hear that, because they know he's the devil. And if they do it, they're in the devil's hand, and they're going to hell. I told him, I said, yo, get them out of there. And he thought, no, you got to see God for yourself. Yeah, but you can't talk by the devil. You in his den. You know, you in the devil's den. And when you in the devil's den, you can't talk by the devil. You following the devil. And you're not following Christ.
Right, let's use the biblical text. The biblical text is clear that it says that you're going to have these false Christs in the church.
Yeah.
Christ says it. And then the thing that you have to understand, you already said, you have to have a discerning spirit. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. And so Christ-wise, what winds up happening is that if you are in league with Satan, then you go against Corinthians will tell you to avoid all the resemblance of evil. So if someone is not doing right, then you're not supposed to be around them, supporting them. You know, you are only, according to the text in Matthew, that you're only supposed to be working with those who are trying to seek Christ, trying to do right, trying to do God. Then you're supposed to shake the dirt off your feet and leave them be. See, we try to criticize those who are doing right and try to support those who are doing wrong. And that makes you wrong. But people do that because they know they're guilty. They know that they don't live right. They're not doing right. So they figure, hey, if we've got to give Lucifer a break, we've got to give this guy who's a devil in the pulpit, right? You can't be in a pulpit having sex with your congregation. You can't be in the pulpit having sex with a member of your congregation in the actual sanctuary. That happens with a pastor. You can't be in the church and having sex with another man. You can't be a pastor and beat up on women. You can't be a pastor who's a brawler and trying to get into fights. You can't be a pastor who's doing strong drink. No, pastors are not the same. Oh, they're just human. No, that's not what the Bible says. They've been called out, elevated, and separated. They've been called out, elevated, and separated, so they are held to a higher standard. You do not know what flesh you're made of is what Christ told the disciples. When you decide to be a real disciple of Christ, no, you're held to the same high standard of Christ, and that's what's not right, and that's how the devil has tricked people. So the Bible is stating that what you just stated.
You know, you are right on point, and people need to understand that, you know, you can't put someone on a pedestal that's not on a pedestal. You can, you know, if you in church and it's contaminated, the pulpit is contaminated, then it starts at the head. Once the head gets contaminated, eventually it'll overtake the body and it becomes contaminated also. So listen, on that note, let me say this, Doc. It's been a wonderful experience having you here on Resurrection Day. And you know what? I've been enjoying myself today. I've had what you call one of the busiest mornings a man can ever have on a Sunday. And I'm excited about all the things that's going on. And all the things that I see happening, you know, even though we have pushback from our elected officials here in this area, we still can get this job done. And I'm working on something so big right now that I'm definitely going to include you in it, and that it's so big that it's going to rock this whole area and probably this whole state. But listen, on that note, I got to say, Happy Resurrection Day to you and everyone that's listening. And you have a great day. Give the family a big hug from me. And you guys enjoy y'all day. And we'll talk soon. Happy Resurrection Day to everybody.